Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, July the 18th, 2011. The Palestinian Prisoners Society reported on Friday that detainee Yusuf Scafi, who has been on hunger strike for 34 days, has been moved to Al Ramla Prison Hospital. He is currently in a serious condition. He went on hunger strike after the death of his daughter, who suffered a nervous breakdown having been prevented from visiting him. The Israeli daily newspaper, Haaretz, reported on Friday that nearly 2,000 Israelis and Palestinians marched in occupied East Jerusalem, calling for the recognition of an independent Palestinian state. Fundamentalist Israeli right-wingers tried to disrupt the procession. The British authorities decided to release Sheikh Raed Salah, head of the northern branch of the Islamic movement in Israel, on bail after being detained for 2 weeks. His lawyer had demanded his release pending the deportation case against him, according to Press TV. After midnight on Friday, Israeli soldiers bombarded an area in Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Damage was reported and one resident was injured. Palestinian medical sources reported on Sunday at dawn that Israeli soldiers had bombarded a home again in Beit Hanun in the northern Gaza Strip and injured 7 family members, including 4 children. The Od Yosef Chai Yeshiva religious school in the settlement of Yitzhak near Nablus faces possible closure after the Israeli military commander found it to harbour a number of Jewish terrorists and to promote ideas that are not consistent with democracy. Palestinian medical sources have reported that 2 fighters were wounded when the Israeli Air Force fired on Monday at dawn a number of missiles into an area east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Israeli online daily Yedioth Aharonot reported that Germany has agreed to a request made by Israel to provide it with a Dolphin submarine that has the capability of carrying nuclear warheads. Israeli human rights group B'Tselem released a report on Monday on the findings of an investigation into the arrest, detention and interrogation of 50 Palestinian minors. All of them were detained by the Israeli military forces for throwing stones. The investigation revealed a pattern of consistent abuse of the rights of minors under both Israeli and international law. On Tuesday, Israeli settlers uprooted Palestinian farmlands in Seir town, south of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Israeli soldiers were present but did not attempt to stop the settlers. The Palestinian news agency Wafa has reported on Monday that an Israeli court fined a Palestinian family $10,000 for building its Silwan home without a permit. The family face home demolition as a result of this. Palestinians regularly complain that it is impossible to obtain permission to build housing from the Israeli authorities, particularly in East Jerusalem. Many face no choice but to build without official permission, opening themselves up to the risk of a large fine, as well as demolition and the bill for the cost of the demolition. Silwan is a highly contested neighbourhood in East Jerusalem, whose Palestinian inhabitants have faced incursion by Israeli settlers and state parks, such as the planned Talmudic Gardens, which will require the displacement of over 1,600 Palestinian inhabitants. The French ship, Dignité Al-Karama, is expected to arrive in Gaza on Monday evening. The French yacht is the only ship in the flotilla, dubbed Stay Human, to have successfully evaded attempts by the Greek authorities to prevent their departure from Greece. There are only 10 activists on board, out of a total of nearly 300 who were originally on the flotilla of 10 ships. According to the Palestine News Network, 3 Palestinian men have been injured by settlers in the village of Michmas in the central West Bank. The 3 men were apparently near their homes when settlers attacked them with rifle butts and batons. Their injuries are said to be light. Knesset member Hanin Zoabi has been stripped of her right to speak in the Knesset by the Knesset Ethics Committee. She has also been stripped of her right to vote in committees. 12 months ago, Zoabi lost a series of other diplomatic privileges granted to MKs. She has had her diplomatic passport withdrawn, financial aid for legal assistance, and the right to travel to countries that Israel doesn't have relationships, all withdrawn. She has had these parliamentary privileges rescinded due to the fact that she sailed on the Mavi Marmara as part of the so-called Fleet Freedom Flotilla last year. Zoabi has been one of the most vocal critics of the Israeli government in the Knesset. She is a Palestinian citizen of Israel of Nazareth. That rounds up the main news for today. Please join us again tomorrow for a summary of important events in the Palestinian territories and elsewhere. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and me, David Steele.